Behind closed doors in Dr. Doug Carlson's office, parents are able to privately discuss and make decisions for their children.
I'm sorry, what is his name?
Caden.
How old are you, Caden?
Four.
Four? So it's in your mouth?
One of the more prevalent debates in recent years deals with vaccines. Health professionals like Carlson champion the effectiveness and necessity of getting kids vaccinated.
There is science. Okay, science is included in my biases.
For decades, vaccines have helped eradicate deadly and debilitating diseases. Currently, roughly 40 immunizations are required to protect against 12 types of diseases for children 12 and under. Despite the evidence showing vaccines are safe, there is a disconnect in communication between the medical community and some parents. Take, for example, Stephanie Google, a mother of twins.
A lot of people just get manipulated into these vaccines. I know people trust your doctor, and to some degree you have to.
Google isn't the only parent with concerns.
Research, research, research before you make a decision for your children.
When you get a vaccine, they get paid. And then the more vaccines you get, they get bonuses from the vaccine companies.
It makes me wonder if we're doing more harm than good.
While these certainly aren't the only arguments against vaccines, these do seem to be the loudest. And Dr. Carlson seems to have an answer for them all, too. What do you say to parents who don't think there's enough research regarding vaccines or the vaccination schedule?
All of these that are well-researched. The idea that they're under-researched is just not true.
I have to ask, do you get a bonus every time you give a vaccination?
Our practice actually breaks even on their vaccinations, so there is no profit motive.
What about parents concerned with an increase in the number of vaccines administered?
So thank goodness that we live in the 21st century, that we have the vaccines to prevent diseases of which children used to die from or get serious illness from.
Camilla Saraf, a mother of four, supports vaccinations.
So I have four sons. They're all fully vaccinated. And in fact, three of them I was very specific to take back and have revaccinated against the measles because their oldest brother was diagnosed with leukemia 3 years ago.
Her son Joseph is considered immunocompromised, and he still has a risk of severe reactions to something as simple as the common cold. Still, those parents wary of vaccines are worried their children will be harmed. Saraf, who is also a physician at HSHS St. John's Hospital in Springfield, says she understands the concern, and she chalks it up to a misunderstanding.
They do it because they have been convinced there is something to fear from that shot. There isn't. Okay, we're fearing the wrong thing. What we need to fear is the disease.
Dr. Craig Batterman, the Associate Professor of Pediatrics at SIU School of Medicine, says this misunderstanding comes with serious risks.
If we allow this trend to continue of more and more people opting out of vaccines, you're going to see more and more epidemics. In the end, there's going to be not just going to be people that are getting sick. There's going to be people that are going to die from this.
But not every disease is viewed the same. It wasn't long ago that kids getting the chicken pox, measles, and mumps was more like a rite of passage. That's despite some cases that proved to be severe. Now children can be immunized against them, adding to the growing number of vaccines given. The state of Illinois has tried to walk a fine line by requiring vaccinations, but at the same time allowing exemptions and a delayed schedule to get those shots. Science may be on the side of the medical community with Dr. Saraf, but she says physicians need to be educators as well.
We have successfully eradicated not the disease, but everybody's memory of the disease.
I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.